Thermokarst, thermal erosion, followed, and slumpage. The letters and the arrow are now odd-shaped ponds, about 8 feet deep. For many generations, that segment of tundra will say GSI. Tundra is even sensitive to snow machines. They compress snow and cut off much of the air that would otherwise get to the vegetation. Evidence appears in summer. The snow machines have left brown trails on ground they never touched. Both sunlight and rain were falling on us now. We had a topographic map, of the largest scale available, but nonetheless of scant detail, about 5 miles to half a thumb. Of the three streams that met below us, the nearest was called Sheep Creek. A rainbow wicketed its steep valley. The top of the arch was below us. The name Sheep Creek was vestigial. "Historically, there were Dall sheep in these mountains," Fiedler said. "What happened to them?"
"Who knows?" he shrugged. "Things go in cycles. They'll be back."
Alders had crept into creases in the mountainside across the Salmon Valley. I remarked on the borderline conditions in evidence everywhere in this spare and beautiful country and said, "Look at those alders over there, clinging to life." Fiedler said,
"It's hungry country, that's for sure. Drainage and exposure make the difference."
We ate peanuts and raisins and more M&Ms, and feeling rested became ambitious. On a long southward loop back to camp, we would extend our walk by going around a mountain that was separated from us by what looked to be the fairly steep declivity of a tributary drainage. The terrain sloped away to the southwest toward the mouth of the tributary. We would go down for a time and then cross the tributary and cut back around the mountain. We passed first through stands of fireweed and then over ground that was wine red with the leaves of bearberries. There were curlew berries, too, which put a deep purple stain on the hand. We kicked at some wolf scat, old as winter. It was woolly and white and filled with the hair of a snowshoe hare. Nearby was a rich inventory of caribou pellets, and, in increasing quantity as we moved downhill, blueberries. An outspreading acreage of blueberries. Fiedler stopped walking. He touched my arm. He had in an instant become even more alert than he usually was, and obviously...